Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, we do a radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. And this is the weekend or the Friday after 4th of July. So I don't know what we're going to talk about. He just got started. And for all those people that run businesses from home or work from home, just before we started this radio show, you know, we had the cascading series of self-inflicted events that happened over here in the Mingles household. My daughter, who got a dog because she didn't want a quiet house anymore, left the dog with us when she got her quiet house, wanted to go outside. And then, you know, it's the cascading series of events. And the next dog wants to go out. And as I open up the door, the cat runs outside, and we have a lanai, so I'm not really worried so much about the cat. But anyway, so I'm going to have to probably put myself on mute as I go get the Shen are indoors. I don't know how to say indoors, but the Shen.
And the raccoon.
And the raccoon, I had a really cute raccoon kind of come straight up to me today as I was dropping some bread outside. And anyway, so it's I got this one raccoon that's, I guess, kind of hungry, and I think she's feeding some babies. So she came real close. And then, but anyway, so just before we started with this radio show, my granddaughter's cat decided that she was going to scoot out the door faster than I could try to keep her in. So I'm going to go look for the cat in the dark in just a few minutes as we start doing this radio show, because I can't lose the cat. If I lose the cat, I'm screwed. And in Florida, where I am, that cat will become cat food in one night without a doubt. We got alligators, we got foxes, mm-hmm. we got all that sort of stuff, and she's a domestic cat. We got raccoons, we got everything around here, so I got to go find my granddaughter's cat. But it's supposed to be in the lanai, but, you know, if they want to get out, they get out. They get out. Anyway, so having said that, we are here with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. And Jean-Luc, I don't know what we're going to talk about tonight, but let's talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight.
About hi, Peter, and I appreciate to be with you. Every Friday night tonight is our 362 radio show together, and I understand animals, okay? Cat is very independent. I have many cats. I have a ranch in France. I have 25 sheep, 2 racehorses, a dog, a cat, wife and kids, and all of this. 32 acres with island with a big oak tree, 200 years old tree. It was very, very nice. Okay, tonight we talk about France, and we start with France, and I learned many things this week. France, you have a lot of riots and contestation in France because one cop kill a young guy. Have you followed that, Peter?
You know, I know the aftermath and a little bit of the base story. The cops in France killed a teenager who was, I think he's a foreigner or from foreign descent, and everybody went crazy.
Yeah, he shoot a teenager. I think he was 16 or 17 years old. Or 17, no, he's not really a teenager. He was 17 or 18 years old because he was driving a car, apparently, and the cop shoot it. And because in France they changed some law giving more power to the cop to use a gun in 2017, say, and now maybe France become like here, you know, cop shooting people because they refuse to stop, or we don't know, like we say many times, okay, all the conclusion I will make, I may be wrong because I don't have all the information, and certainly I don't have all the information, but the main information is a cop kill a teenager or someone young, say, and this Guy, whatever you have done, you say cops are here to maintain the order, not to shoot everyone and to talk after. And if you have done something wrong, okay, they can stop him. They can put him in arrest him or put him in detention or in jail. But is even to put some young people in prison is not the good stuff to do, because prison is where this young person learn how to be a gangster after, how to be worse. When they go out of prison, they are worse than when they go in. And you have many other ways to correct the behavior of someone. He can do some public work or something like this, you know, to correct something. He can learn also, because many of these people didn't learn, didn't know what is good, what is bad. And the problem start at school, for me, you know, what I understand, because school didn't educate these people. The parents abandoned the education of their kids. The school have these kids coming at school, and the kids didn't understand what the teachers, the professor are teaching them, because they use many concepts or words or something they didn't understand. They give up all of this. And also at school now, the school program didn't teach the civil education. Like when I was at school in France, and I think it was the same here, we learned about the civil responsibility we have on a society. We learn about the constitution and many things. We don't learn anything of none of this now. Do you learn this in school here in US, Peter?
About what? Learn what?
About the constitution, about the civil rights, about
the civil. Not real.
When you have civil rights, you have also civil obligation. No, I'll let you talk.
No, I don't think I learned a lot about those types of issues. It certainly wasn't. We didn't really talk a lot about politics or American history that I recall.
Peter, it's not politics, okay? When you are a citizen of any country, you have some right and you have also some obligation, you say some duty on the other side, meaning if you have some right, both go together, okay? You have some right to a free speech and many things, but you have also some duty to respect other people, to respect the institution, to respect many things, and to learn how the system is working. I don't even talk about politics going in a party or not, just the civil and the civil right for a country.
No, we really never talked about it.
Yes. Maybe you are younger than me for that.
Yeah, it wasn't stuff that we talked about. The idea of civil rights and protesting and all that sort of stuff were just foreign topics to us. I was more interested
When I learned at school, he was not protesting. He was not all of this. We learned about how the system, the society system works. What the government, the state, the legislation, and all. We learn about all of this, and we learn something about, okay, I live on a system, it works this way. But now they didn't teach this anymore.
No, we didn't learn any of that stuff. I was more interested in sports and girls.
Yeah, French girls.
Yep.
But back to what happened in France, you know, Germany is 80 million inhabitants, meaning more than France. France, I think, is 62 million inhabitants. In the last 10 years, you have only one person was shot by a cop in 10 years in Germany, with more inhabitants in the country, 80 million in 10 years. One cop shot someone. In France, during the same period, he have 16 shot in the last 2 years.
Mm.
In the last 2 years, not the same period. 10 years in Germany, one cop shot someone. 2 years in France, 16 people was shot by a cop. Plus all these people who have been injured, the yellow jacket who have been injured, some people lose eyes, arm, and all of this because the cop shot them in France in the last 2 years. And when you look at the year, it was what, 2020?
Oops, you're still there.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I thought we lost you. You're good.
No, I'm still here. I was putting a pause because I think it's worse and worse and worse. And what happened now with the riot is not something I approve to, because it's not because you burn more than 2,000 cars, it changed something. Because all these people who make this riot burn more than 2,000 cars. Imagine you put your car on the street, you arrive, boom, you have no car because these people who make a demonstration burn your car. And what does this create? It creates other people living in the same country be pissed off at you because you burn their car. And what does it change? Basically nothing. You see, these people coming from the suburban of Paris or other suburban of big city have no political education, if I create like this, because you see, if you are not someone who take care of the politics in a country, any country, the politics will take care of you. Okay? And it's better to be cause in life than to be effect, because you have two positions in life, you cause or effect. Meaning cause, you take care of the politics, effect, the politics take care of you. What does this mean? I mean, if you didn't educate yourself about politics and know what happened and all of this, you are effect of what happened in politics, because you need to live under the rule, and if you don't try to change it or try to do something, the rule will have effect on you, until to be on the other side to say, okay, I can have an effect on some ruling, I can try to change something. But for the moment, is many of these people on the suburban of the big city have no education, no education, basic education, and no political education. And what they react by force, burning car and fighting with the police, all of this. Okay, the police also love to fight with these people. And between these two, you have always some faction who are here to put some oil on a fire. Same. And both sides. It's for that, the situation is worse and worse. And when you look at the mandate of Macron, this is the worst president and thing we have for a long time. Something to say, Peter?
Well, I'm going to sound not nice, but for some reason, I don't think...
We have free speech.
I know, right. Free speech. For some reason, I just don't think the French people are the ones that are actually doing all these rioting. It's the, you know, it's the immigrants, if you will, or the migration of people that aren't French people into France that is causing all this unrest. And I think this is either by design or by default that this happens. So when you bring a whole bunch of people from other countries that don't assimilate into the culture, and I don't even know if they can, and then, you know, you have all the challenges, and when you let them in your country, just like in your house, bad stuff's going to happen. So these things are somewhat expected. And then when the fires are stoked, like the emotional things are stoked, when these things happen, this isn't like surprising. This is somewhat predictable. And I don't know why it was ever allowed to happen. And I know that there's unrest in many places of the country, and people have to migrate or immigrate from one place to another sometimes because of those issues. But I think a lot of these are self-inflicted, just like my self-inflicted dog challenge a little bit earlier by letting one out and then another one out and then the cat's out and the cat's still out right now. All that stuff is self-inflicted because they didn't have to do that a few minutes before the radio show. I think a lot of these things are self-inflicted.
It's like here, this country is built by immigrants too. All of in this country, you have, I think, is the most cosmopolitan country. You have a lot of different culture, different ethnic. I think when I was running for human rights in LA, we find just in LA, you have something like 162 different ethnies just in LA. You say it's very mixed culture. But in France, you're right and you are not right because you're right, you have a lot of these migrants in France. But also many of these people are young, they are university. I don't know if you remember 1968. I was in France 1968, and you have a lot of riot, and it was one of the worst we never had in France. And there was the student go in the street and start to protest and burn car and all of this and fight with the police. But when you put some force somewhere, don't expect to have something else than force coming back to you. Meaning, right. if you are the president of a country and you surround yourself with a lot of police force, army, and all of this, because you put some rule who didn't please the citizen of your country, and you put some force, you will have force back to you. Okay, if you put some love, you have love to back to you. But if you put force, you have this same thing back to you. You know, and this is. It can be in France, it can be in US, it can be any country. When you have too much force on people, on with the people, so people at one point or another, and you create a revolution, you know? And people go and fight, and after they say, okay, we have nothing to lose, let's go to fight. People here, you know, I take what happened in India with the British Empire? England and India was under England, not control but commerce. Okay, India and England was doing a lot of commerce together, and everything was fine. The India people living in India was demanding the civilization they received from England, and England was demanding the product, many products from India. As soon as the government, let's say, let's go invite India and put this under the army, boom, you have a revolution. This is exactly my point. You put some force, and you have force back. And at this time, England lose to do business with India. Okay, because at this point he was still when he have commerce, he have exchange, and these people go commerce together. But as soon as the British government put the army here, done, finished. Same thing for any country. As soon as you put force, you have force back to you. Yeah, go ahead, right. Peter.
I don't know that much. I know basic information about India relative to their history, so I have nothing to be able to comment on that. It's just that it just seems like when you say force on force, I think force is coming in from several different ways besides the physical force that is happening. I think there's also other forces that are starting to influence different things, including censorship, mandates, inflation. All of those things are different forces that are kind of pushing people around. What I also find interesting, I guess, I don't know if interesting is a word, is how politician, meaning Macron, is treating these types of issues. It's like they don't even exist. Like they don't even exist, or they're like just piddly little things, and all these rich people do, or all these politicians do, is they live in their own secluded bubble of what they think the world is like. And I think all these people, they really have a disdain for the people that actually are the members of their country. So it's kind of like they don't even care about, you know, 98% of the people that are in their country, as long as their wine factories are open, as long as their other politicians are able to screw over everybody else on the planet, as long as they're comfortable, they're fine.
Like,
and they don't really care.
It's like here, Peter, it's like here with Newsom, you know. Macron don't have an ego, okay? He is the ego. He's completely, and this guy have for that one, the last election, and say, why these people in France they don't vote for Marine Le Pen? Because at least she's a mother, she have kids, she live on a country, and we never have Marine Le Pen before. Maybe she will be good, maybe she will be bad. But to be worse than Macron is difficult, okay? Maybe he was not the best, but at least We can try her. At least she's a mother, she has kids. Macron is the one, is the worst. We have as a president recently, he has no kids, no family, and he's from a Rothschild family. Now, not family, Rothschild controller. He's from the bankster, you understand? He was working for Rothschild, and now when you read the story, because I read the story about Rothschild, it's not something very nice. Okay, but this is like here we have a Newsom, or you have a Castro. How much is he called, this guy?
Trudeau over in Canada.
Trudeau, same thing. These people are the worst people. Okay, yep. What I have learned also this week is I learned that the PIB, how you say this, is not the PIB in English, is GDP. GDP
okay.
of Russia have been increased by 5.4% in 2022. Okay. We cannot say the same thing here in this country. I don't think so. But even with all the sanctions, even with everything they are doing against Russia, they increase the GDP by 5.4%. And also they are developing a technology. You know, the satellite between 200 and 500 kilometers. Do you know something about this technology, Peter?
No.
To put some satellite in orbit and between 200 and 500 kilometers, meaning kilometer is what, 150 to 350 miles, okay? And they are developing a technology to put some satellite just in, we call this the the base space, because this technology didn't exist, and I will not be surprised to see Russia be one of the first country to put Russia or China or maybe both to put this technology in a sky. So is
this like satellites that are higher than any other satellites? Is that the key point here?
Lower.
Oh, lower. Okay.
Yeah, lower orbit. Same. And
This
you can have me. And not for the moment, this technology is not developed, and I don't think even one country has this technology to develop lower orbit. And so there, many try to do this. Many try to have something in this range, but for the moment, nothing is it.
Well, yeah, I've not studied that.
Huh?
I have not studied that.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because you can have many things working by satellite. I don't know if it's good because like the Wi-Fi and all this is working by lens, you know, and I don't know if what can it do to the body, you see, to our body.
It's probably not any better to add more, you know, electromagnetic stuff going through your body or the body of animals or insects or anything else like that. It's probably not a good predictor. But who knows?
Even some people say the one who has received the jab can be controlled by this kind of wave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just say what some say. Maybe it's true, maybe not. I don't know. I have no... No much information about this. But talking about the body, you know Dr. Schultz?
The who?
Dr. Schultz.
Dr. Schultz, no.
Schultz. Dr. Schultz is an herbalist. He's a guy, he heals people with herbs. And I was listening to him, and he said clearly, he said, guys, I am an anti-vax for 50 years. He's my age, you know, he's not a young guy, he's my age, but he's very in good shape. And this guy, when he was 18 years old, need to start to heal himself because the doctor said, oh, if we didn't make a surgery on your heart, and I know what he talk about now, and you will be dead in 1 year. And he refused, and he started to heal himself, and now he's 71. And he's still living, and he developed he's very well known here in California, but he's well known all around the world because he studied and practiced. He has three different clinics when he was receiving people. The doctor said, the diagnostic from the doctor was if you don't do chemotherapy or if you didn't follow this procedure, even if you follow this procedure, you will be dead in 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. And when these people was looking for something else, many of them arrived to Schultz clinic, and Schultz was treating him with herbs, no chemical at all, nothing, and treating these people with herbs. And most of the time, you have some people who died, but they were already dying when they arrived. But most of the time, he said, I saved the life of many people, many people. And it's his last clinic was in Malibu, and he said, I have a lot of... model, actress, actor, you know, people in the movie industry and all of this, and they poison themselves with what they are eating. And he was talking about something very interesting, and say the tonsil. Say when you are kids and you are an inflammation of your throat, many doctors cut your tonsil. You know that?
They do what?
They cut your tonsil.
Oh, they cut your tonsils. Okay.
Yes. Have you heard about
this? Tonsils. Yeah, sure. Lots of people have their tonsils removed when they're kids. Yeah, because they get infected or whatever. They say, oh, we got to take out your tonsils. Tonsillectomy, I guess, is what they call it. Lots of people do it. And you just say to yourself, well, wait a minute, God didn't put those there for no reason. I mean, geez, they're part of your immune system. Why are you chopping it off? This can't end well.
At least it pleases me to talk with someone. You know, the tonsil is part of your immune system, and is even worse. It's the only place in your body who create an antidote and an anticor against polio. It's the tonsil.
Wow.
as many countries they have cut, and many people have the polio, because they create the polio epidemic was created by medical and the medical industry, all these doctors cutting tonsils. And even today, now it's very well known, okay, don't cut the tonsil. Even today, you have 500,000 tonsillectomy every year.
Crazy.
Because money, because medical is business, is business. And the medical doctors, they know it. And they know it lower your immune system. You see? Your body is self-repairing by itself. I say that many times when you talk on a radio show. Guys, don't take jab, don't take vaccine, don't take medical product, okay? Boost your immune system. And your immune system will repair your body, you see? Is your immune system. Now you need to help. You need to help by eating some organic, good food and not beer and pizza all the time or burger or all this junk food people are eating. I think I have not eat my first, yeah, maybe I eat one pizza. Yeah, I eat with my friend. One pizza from the beginning of this year. Generally, I eat one or two pizza during the year and drink one or two or three beer for the year. People do this every day. Okay? And you see, it's for that they didn't build their immune system. It's for that they put their body down, and after they say they are sick. But if you give your body what it needs, okay, your body will boost your immune system, and your immune system will take care of you. Because the pandemic we have during the last 3 years, it was just the COVID-19 was just a flu. Many people have COVID-19 and they don't have a jab. They take some vitamins, some echinacea, some vitamin C or something like this, and they recover. Okay. Oh, talking about the vitamin C, do you know what is ascorbic acid?
Sure. It's like chalk.
Is that
but
what?
Ascorbic, well, no, that's like more like calcium. But ascorbic acid could either be made in a lab with synthetic material like fossil fuel.
What the 90%, or maybe more than that, of what they call vitamin C in a store, even the health food store, is ascorbic acid. I never buy this product because ascorbic acid is not vitamin C, first. Second, ascorbic acid is from China. And third, is made with bleach and acetone.
Oh.
Yeah, drink. You want to have a drink? I have some acetone here on my locker. I can give you a drink of acetone, and you will see if it's better for you. I do something. I have never saw people doing that, because when you eat a fruit like an apple, an orange, a clementine, or a lemon. Well, where do you have the most quantity of vitamin C?
Not sure. So there's,
okay,
well,
yes.
What are my choices? My choices are either the seed or the fruit or the peel. I'm going to call it the peel or the rind. So I'm going to say chances are I'm going to say the fruity, fleshy part, although my instinct is saying probably the peel. But I'm going to go for the fruity, fleshy part. Like the good stuff. The good stuff. The orange part of the fruit. The fruity stuff, you know, the kind you squeeze.
On the seed, you have oil. It's for that we have you in France. We make oil from the grapes. You take the seed. They are very small. You take the seed from the grapes and you make oil. And this oil you can put at higher temperature than olive oil and many other oils. Okay? On the seed you have oil, which is good for you. So that when you take a lemon or an orange or something, if you have a seed, chew them and swallow them. It's very good. The fruit is good and you have vitamins and all of this, but the most quantity of vitamin on the peel. So
right.
That they have this color. Now, what do you do with the peel, or what people do with the peel?
You got to throw the peel away.
Yes, they throw the peel away, exactly. And even I saw these people peeling apple or pear and say, people, you don't know what you are doing. Throw away the best part of the fruit. Okay, the best
right.
for, not for the test, maybe not for the test, but for your health. And what I do first, I go on some trees and pick out the fruit. These fruit are organic because I didn't go on a farm when they grow with chemical of this. I pick up some fruit. I have a bowl of orange here. And you wash it. You peel it, you eat the fruit, you take the peel, I dry the peel on the sun, and when they are completely dry, I put on a mixer, and I put after the mixer, I put on a coffee grinder, I make a thin powder, and you put this on water, on salad, on many things, because this is free, completely free, and you have a lot of vitamin C and flavonoid also. Because the vitamin C, you have four different parts on the vitamin C. You have ascorbic acid, natural ascorbic acid, not the chemical one, and you have flavonoid. And on this pill, you have a lot of flavonoids, which is good for your health. And what people do, they throw away.
Yep.
Don't throw away. Dry it, grind it, use a pounder on water, on salad, on whatever you want to use. You can even put on meat if you want, because in France we cook a duck with orange. A duck, but no, not a duck when you put the boat, Peter, a duck with the animals.
Exactly.
No, I said that before you say it.
I know, you got me. Well, good. Well, this has been interesting. So we're at it. Believe it or not, we're out of time. So for those people that are listening
in,
I want to say
a last thing before about health, okay? Because many people, when you have, example, the COVID-19 or flu, COVID-19 is a flu, and when you have something like this, you have a fever. What do you do with the fever?
What do you do with a fever?
Yes.
Most of the time, most people take something to treat the fever, but you should really let the fever run its course, unless it gets
too much. What do you mean by treat the fever?
Some people take medicine. So they take medicine to try to reduce the temperature, but the temperature is what's killing all the bad stuff in your body. That's why you have a fever.
You close. It's not only the temperature, but it's also when you have a fever, okay? For each degree of a temperature is go above the normal temperature of your body. You see, you increase the speed of your blood, your lymphatic system, your immune cell is double. Example, if your fever is 104 degree, your immune system is working 64 times faster than normal. And this is completely natural. It's a response because you have something wrong in your body. Now, when you take a medication, which is chemical, by the way, and you put this on your body to put your fever down, you make something completely wrong. You don't stop the fever. You let the fever continue. You need to hydrate yourself, drink more. And what I do when one time every 5 years it happened to me, I have a fever like this, but because I catch something. I never catch something, but when I catch something, I know exactly what to do. It's a big difference. And when I have this, I take a 1,000 milligram vitamin C, the good one, okay? Every hour, I take Echinacea, I take other product and put this on my body. My body reacts. My body become very, very hot and hydrated this body, a lot, drinking a lot of water, okay, not beer. And what you can do to put the fever down, you take a towel or something, you put a cold water, and you put this on your head, and you put the temperature of the body down externally, not taking medication who are stopping the process of healing you. And generally, it happened to me, and generally, one night, and it's gone. It's finished after, yeah. Because I let my body and I let my immune system fight the intruder, fight what is wrong inside, but I cool down my body externally. And he takes some towel, cold water, put this and change the towel every 15 or 20 minutes because the towel after is dry.
Right.
But you need to
remember,
let go of the
you gave us the tip about the vitamin C, taking it every hour until you feel better. And I've used that.
Yeah.
Ever since I heard it from you, the very hint of anything happening with me, if I said, yeah, my throat's a little sore, maybe I have a little bit of a headache, I'll start to do that. And I'll tell you, it seems to work for me, that's for sure. And plenty of water. Of course, I drink water like a fish.
Do you know where this is from?
Where?
The information I give you, do you know where this information from?
No.
It's from Linus Pauling. Do you know who was Linus Pauling?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Linus Pauling. Yeah, the scurvy guy.
Nobel Prize
chemistry
in, I don't remember the year, but Nobel Prize. And Linus Pauling said, guys, the government say the number from the government, he say you need to take 20 milligram of vitamin C every day. He said, no, it's more 1 gram every day. And when you are sick, you take 1 gram, meaning 1 gram is 1,000 of milligram for people who don't know, 1,000 of milligram every hour. And as soon as you start to feel better, you need to continue at least for one day because as soon, people, what do they do? As soon as they feel better, they stop it. This is the
right.
Wrong thing to do. Because
right.
You stop it and boom, you have the bacteria or illness taking back. You need to continue for at least 1 or 2 days and reduce. And after you can take one gram a day of vitamin C because your body didn't synthesize the vitamin C inside. It didn't create the vitamin C inside your body, meaning you need to have vitamin C every day. But if you do like me and you take the pills of orange and lemon and all of this and you have a panda, you have vitamin C every day.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to be
so
organic.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's cool. Okay, well, guess what? We're way over time. So I am going to close our radio show out. Thanks, Jean-Luc, for being here. And we are going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Bonsoir,
everyone.
You've
been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.